Have you become uncontrollable, Mr. Livingstone? Good morning.
Well, it's my own fault. I say what I believe, but then that's what Jeremy does. That's probably why he's so popular.
Do you feel you are a loose cannon?
No, well, I mean, I never had all that nonsense of sitting down with some spin doctor telling me what I should say. I always got up and said what I thought. But then that's the same with John McDonnell, with Jeremy Corbyn. That's why the Labour Party has changed. And some of these embittered old MPs who keep trying to undermine Jeremy should just recognise they're making it more difficult for a Labour government to be elected. And they should, get on board.
Have you sensed in any way there is an attempt to try and keep you away from broadcast studios, to control you? And if so, how has that manifested itself?
I mean, literally. If Jeremy thought I was damaging the Labour Party, he'd pick up the phone and say, Ken, I just want you to disappear for a bit. And I'd say, fine. I mean, Jeremy's been a friend of mine for 45 years. I will do anything to help him get elected. What you wouldn't have is him telling someone to go and brief the press that they're trying to do this. It just creates another story. Look at all the stories you had to put up with. I was going to be dumped from the foreign policy review. I'm still there. I was going to be given a peerage. I mean, people just make this stuff up.
Why have you not featured more in the race in the London mayoral campaign for Sadiq Khan?
Well, I think this is what's odd. All I ever see when you see Zach Goldsmith on is, again, there's Boris hovering around in the background. I mean, this isn't a rerun of the last election. It's Sadiq Khan. And I did a huge amount to help him get the Labour nomination. But then it's about him projecting himself. I mean, you've got to bear in mind, when I won my first election, I think Sadiq Khan was either, in his mummy's tummy or not yet born. We have moved on to a new generation. You don't want all the oldies wandering around.
Members of Mr. Corbyn's inner circle directly phone producers on Question Time and Daily Politics demanding Livingstone is pulled from the shows.
But just think, you would be mad to do that because you're immediately creating a story like this, aren't you? And as I said, you remember when I was rude about that Labour MP, Jeremy just picked up the phone and said, you've gone over the top here, you should apologise. He's completely straightforward. He would not be so stupid as to tell staff that go and give a story like this to the press.
The final straw came last month when he, Livingstone, attacked a donation to Dan Jarvis from a financier as being like, quotes, Jimmy Savile funding a children's group.
Well, I was trying to get no one in the Labour leadership has complained about this at all to me. But I was making that a really over-the-top statement because I wanted Dan Jarvis to stop and think. Because when you take money from the trade unions, as I've done all my life, it's because they expect you to defend their rights, the welfare state and all of that. If you take money from a hedge fund, it's because they want you to make sure you don't clamp down on all this tax dodging and you don't bring back the rules that stop them doing all the dodgy deals that landed us in the banking crisis. If you're taking money from someone in an election to build up your career on an election campaign, they expect something in return. And Dan Jarvis need to recognise what it was they were going to want.
It's interesting you would mention tax returns, Ken Livingstone. Do you agree with this? It seems to be fairly widespread urge now that all party leaders, if not all politicians, should make public the details of their tax matters.
I mean, remember when Dave Cameron was smearing me as a tax dodger? And that ran as a story for a couple of weeks. And then Jenny Jones, the Green candidate, said, why don't we all publish our tax returns? We all did. And the story died. I mean, I think every politician... is it Sweden? Everyone...
It's Norway, Ken. Yeah.
Norway.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea because the people who really lose out wives whose rich husbands lie about their earnings and in case there's ever a divorce. So it would be good for all of us. Everyone should do it.
Why isn't Sadiq Khan making more use of Jeremy Corbyn in the race to be London mayor?
Well, oddly enough, I didn't use Tony Blair terribly much either. Look, you're the mayor of London. And Sadiq's not running as, Jeremy's candidate or just the Labour Party's candidate. He's got to stand up for London. He will have rows not just with the Tory government, with the Labour government, just like I did. Your job's to represent London. And I think, Sadiq, he's just like me in one way. He's not in this because he wants to be popular or a celebrity. He wants to do things because he's grown up in this city and he knows the problems that we've got.
Lastly, has Jeremy Corbyn approved this interview, Ken Livingstone?
No, I was chatting to his chief of staff last night, saying, look, the Telegraph have been on to me about all this nonsense. I just said, don't believe it.